It is Friday, October 19th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Funnel cake t-shirt music.
That's not how you usually end that.
But this weekend, the Fall Crafts Fair mantra has to make room for a concert or two and lots of musical theater.
Okay.
So, music first, then a crafts fair roundup.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tonight, 8 o'clock, the Tokyo String Quartet at the Walton Arts Center.
Final tour.
This is part of the 10 by 10 series, which means tickets start at $10. You have no excuse.
Actually,
unfortunately,
we actually sold out.
No, no. Oh, Kyle and I have an excuse.
Yes.
You have Up Among the Hills.
Right.
Yes.
So
the premiere of Larry Foley's documentary Up Among the Hills,
which is sold out
at the Fayetteville Public Library, which we're thrilled to be going.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It's both one of the great things about Northwest Arkansas now, and one of the more frustrating things is you can have the Tokyo String Quartet and the Up Among the Hills on the premiere on the same night.
Oh, wait till you hear the rest of this.
Okay.
Bentonville High School, which means directed by Justin Schauer.
Which means it'll be good.
Yes.
Is doing Into the Woods.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite musicals of all time. If you don't know the show, it's what happens after the happily ever after happens.
There's some darkness to it.
Yeah. And they're doing the full show.
Good.
It's not a junior version.
It's Sondheim.
It is Sondheim. And The Witch's Rap is considered one of the hardest pieces of musical theater to sing. 7 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday at the Air and Art Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $5 to $10. In the River Valley, an original movement-based theater piece with music called Dromnium.
Yes.
Director Bob Stevenson of the UAFS Theater Department says that they do an original show every couple of years and that this has 10 to 12 minutes of text in the entire show. It's got indie rock music. It's got dance. It's got
silk work. That rotates. It has scaffolding. It has a giant clock. It has people being hoisted into the air and spinning around. I saw a rehearsal.
And he's excited in case you couldn't tell.
Yes. I really can't wait to see this.
He does very interesting things when they do this. And apparently the cast put this all together. Mm. So 7:30 today and tomorrow, and again October 22nd and 23rd, which is what, Monday and Tuesday? Tuesday and Wednesday of next week at Breedlove Auditorium, and tickets are $6.
Right.
Joe Eli is playing.
Yes.
At the 324 Ballroom behind Jose's in Fayetteville tomorrow night. The concert benefits Arkansas Support Network's Kids Club program.
And Joe Ely's one of those Texas rockers who's been – he's just a legend. And he puts on a great show.
Show starts at 7 and tickets are $40. It's limited to 100 guests. So if there are tickets, call 927-4100. The Capitol Quartet plays Saturday with the Fort Smith Symphony.
And if there are any tickets left to that, they are few. If you really are still wanting to go, call. Get on the waiting list.
452-7575. And Fiddler on the Roof, a touring production, is at the Alma Performing Arts Center at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Tickets are $25 to $35. Now, here's where I'll be. Crafts fairs. Through Saturday, Bella Vista Arts and Crafts, 8 to 5 today and tomorrow on Forest Hills Boulevard. Fall Arts and Crafts at the Jones Center in Springdale, that ends tomorrow. Ozark Regional Arts and Crafts Festival at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale, and at John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers, that ends tomorrow.
Those are ones that only go through tomorrow. But some go through Sunday, don't they?
Correct. Spanker Creek Farm, which is in Bella Vista, continues through Sunday. War Eagle, of course, the War Eagle Mill Fair, and the Sharp Show, which is behind the War Eagle Mill. And the Frisco Station Mall Festival continues through 4 on Sunday.
Now, isn't it possible if you're not really aware of the geography or you're not an aficionado, you might go from one to the other and not know you've gone from one to the other?
Certainly on the War Eagle Mill side of War Eagle, yes.
Okay.
And if you've crossed the bridge, you've changed fares.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they tell me that they have beef Wellington that's really good. Hmm. Here's a side note. And two more Saturday things I want to mention. Pugfest.
Oh, I love this. This sounds amazing.
It's an off-leash event for pug dogs, canine friends, and their humans from 11 to 2 at Murphy Dog Park in Rogers. It's $10 a dog, and it's a fundraiser for Pug Rescue of Northwest Arkansas.
But you don't have to, your dog does not have to be a pug to participate.
No.
Okay.
And the Rescue Me fundraiser, which is for an organization that is actually was started by someone on staff at the newspaper. to help families that can't get help from anybody else. Mm. And so they're having a silent auction tomorrow with photos with the Batmobile.
Is this the Batmobile that's here that we tried to track down?
No, this is a real Batmobile.
No, I know.
Yes, I remember. Remember that? No, this is like an import. This is one that was actually used in the show.
Okay.
Batman Costume Contest. It's from 11 to 3 at Finders Keepers Fleetique in Rogers. And you can find out more at 313-1158.
Thank you, Becca.
Batmobile. That's cool.
Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.